Thanks for ending the month with the Marlins podcast page and listening to this Marlins Rewind. The day after a big trade deadline deal, the Marlins put recent acquisition Colin Ray out on the mound for his first start in a Marlins jersey. There was a distraction in this game. It involved Colin Ray. For the full details on that and your Saturday Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after dropping the first two games in this four-game series against the Cardinals, Marlins came out tonight as though they were ready to put a hurt in somebody, and they did just that. They beat up on the Cardinals 11-0, 11 runs on 12 hits. The Marlins used five pitchers to combine in a six-hit shutout. It was a really, really good night for the Marlins with just one exception. Their starter, Colin Ray, making his first appearance to the Marlins after coming over in the big seven-player trade with the Padres. Left after 3 1/3 scoreless innings. One hit, no walks, four Ks due to soreness in his right elbow. We will await further updates on Colin Ray. Ray got his Marlins career off to a great start. He worked a 1-2-3 top of the first against the Cardinals tonight. Cardinals, the highest scoring team in the National League, second only to the Red Sox in all of baseball. They scored 11 runs and 14 hits last night. But Ray set the tone with a 13-pitch no-run top of the first. In the bottom of the first, the Marlins' bats exploded against Jaime Garcia, who they'd never previously beaten. D. Gordon led off with a double over the head of the center fielder, Tommy Pham. And with one out, he was in scoring position for Christian Yelich.
He looks back, delivers the pitch. And there's a large line drive base hit out into left center. That's going to knock in a run. Yelich all over the pitch, tries for two. The throw from the outfield skids by Wong. And at second base, safe is Yelich with an RBI and a 1-0 Marlins lead.
Now, some would call the Marlins outfield the best in baseball in 2016. Yelich did his part with an RBI double. Next man up, the right fielder, Giancarlo Stanton.
4-for-6 lifetime against Garcia with a home run. Bangs a single through the left side. Yelich is waved. Here comes a throw from Holiday. It's not in time. Yelich scores standing up. Stanton with an RBI single. 2-0 Marlins here in the bottom of the first.
Then it was time for the center fielder, Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the 2-0. And Ozuna puts a charge into one. Deep left center. It is up, up, and away. And a home run for Marcelo Ozuna. A 2-run shot and a 4-0 first inning lead for the Marlins against St. Louis. Wow.
Now, Marlins outfielders collectively this season lead the major leagues in batting average, lead the majors in OBP. They're second in slugging, first in OPS, tied for fourth in homers, number three in RBIs. And the three outfielders, Yelich, Stanton, and Ozuna in the first inning, combined to go 3-for-3, single, double, homer, four RBIs, three runs scored. Good start for Miami, 4 in the first, and an early 4-run cushion. It stayed 4-0 all the way into the bottom half of the fourth. Marlins got the scare in the top of the fourth after Colin Ray struck out the first man he faced, Jed Jerko. He immediately waved his glove toward the dugout, signaling, come on out. And that's exactly what trainer Mike Kozak did along with Don Mattingly and Juan Nieves. Something wasn't right, and after retiring 10 of the 11 batters he faced in this game, Colin Ray exited with what we later learned was soreness in his right elbow. So David Phelps came out in the fourth inning, allowed a two-out walk and a double, but he struck out Tommy Pham, and it stayed 4-0 into the last of the fourth, and the Marlins bats again woke up against Garcia, ending his night early. Jeff Mathis, leadoff double, the start of his first ever three-hit game as a Marlin. He was at second base for Danny Echevarria. The 0-1 is driven toward the gap, left center field. Holiday races over, and he has it go off his glove. It's going to roll along the warning track. Pham picks it up. Mathis around third. He's going to score on a double by Echevarria, and the Marlins extend the lead to 5-0. A great effort by Holiday. Lunged at it, got leather on it, but couldn't quite make the catch. So the 7 and 8 hitters, Mathis and Echevarria with back-to-back doubles. The pitcher Phelps in a sack bunt. That got Echevarria to third with only one out. And that would be it for the starter, Jaime Garcia. Lefty Tyler Lyons came out of the bullpen. He walked D. Gordon. And with men at first and third, D. stole second. His seventh steal of the year, his first since the suspension. So the Marlins had two men in scoring position for the streaking Martin Prado. 2-2 to Prado. Little chopper, third base side, fair ball down the line. That's going to score two more. Etches in. Here comes Gordon, digging for second. Martin Prado is in safely with a two-run double. 7-0 Marlins. Prado's hit breaks it open. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. But the Marlins were not yet through in that fourth inning. Martin at second for Christian Yelich. 1-1 to Yelich is ripped into right field. That's another hit. Prado waved at third. The throw home will be not in time. It's an RBI hit for Yelich. Another Miami run. 8-0 Marlins. Lions, two-thirds of an inning. Two hits, two runs, a walk, and a strikeout. It would stay 8-0 into the last of the sixth inning. David Phelps went 2 2/3. One hit, no runs, two walks, four Ks. He threw 55 pitches, most he's thrown in a game since the first week of the season in Washington. Did a really super job tonight under adverse circumstances. The starter, Ray, leaving in the fourth inning due to injury. Phelps, who's been pitching the seventh inning of late, primarily for the Marlins, called upon early, and he saved the bullpen tonight with 2 2/3 terrific innings. Marlins led 8-0 when they came to the plate in the bottom of the sixth inning. The inning began with D. Gordon chopping a ground ball to the shortstop, Greg Garcia. Knowing who was running, Garcia rushed, and he couldn't get a handle cleanly on the baseball. D. reached on an error. With one out, Christian Yelich doubled D. to third, and after Ichiro grounded his second with the infield in his first at-bat of the night, he had come on in place of Stanton with the Marlins up big. Marlins at second and third with two men out in the inning. Marcell Ozuna was walked intentionally. They decided to pitch to Chris Johnson, who was hit by a pitch. That forced home a run, made it a 9-0 game. And then Jeff Mathis capped tonight's offensive uprising.
Here's Mathis, and he swings on the first pitch and lines a single to center field. Yelich is home to score. Ozuna behind him. A two-run single for Jeff Mathis, his third straight hit. And the Marlins tack two more runs on the scoreboard.
It was 11-0 at that point, and 11-0 is how this one would end. After Phelps went 2 2/3 scoreless, Kyle Bearclaw was able to pitch a scoreless seventh inning, allowing a hit and striking out three. A.J. Ramos needed some work. He pitched only once in 11 days. He allowed three hits in the eighth inning, but no runs, thanks in large part to a double play ball. And then Brian Ellington came on in the ninth inning, had a man reach on catcher's interference. He issued a walk, but he did not allow a run. He completed the shutout here tonight as the Marlins blank the Cardinals 11-0. For Miami, 11 runs, 12 hits, one error, six men left. For St. Louis, no runs, six hits, one error. Cardinals strand nine in this game. David Phelps, the winner in relief of the injured starter Ray. He's 5-5. Jaime Garcia, the loser for the first time in his career against the Marlins. He falls to 7-8. Time of the game was 3 hours, 2 minutes, and a crowd of 25,011 heads home happy. Marlins with the win are again 8 games over .500, 56-48. Cardinals number one in the league in runs scored, number two in baseball behind only the Red Sox, but they were shut out for the fifth time this season tonight by Ray, Phelps, Bearclaw, Ramos, and Ellington. Meanwhile, for the Marlins, it's the seventh time their staff has thrown a shutout, and the second time on this homestand. Marlins blanked the Phillies 5-0 on Tuesday in a Tom Kohler start. And remember, Wednesday, they had an 11-0 lead over the Phillies, headed to the ninth inning, but with two outs in the ninth, Phillies scored. Otherwise, this would have been the third shutout on the homestand. They won that game 11-1. They win this game 11-0. We talked about David Phelps, who did a terrific job tonight. In my estimation, despite 11 runs on 12 hits, Phelps is our player of the game, presented by Miccosukee Resort and Gaming. And David standing by down in the Marlins clubhouse with Kyle Seeloff.
Already Geff down here in the winning clubhouse with David Phelps, who put together a heroic effort tonight. David, just how hard is that, though, to not have any warm-up, to not get yourself loose and get out there and go?
I would say that I'm fortunate that I've done it, I think, four times now at this level. It's not fortunate because it's usually something bad happening, but, I mean, the biggest thing is just making sure you're ready. This last, 4 months so far, I've gotten loose quick down on the bullpen, so it doesn't take me a whole lot out there. But, I mean, it's different. I mean, I knew coming into today that I was probably our long man, seeing as Mac and Witt through two innings last night, so I was prepared for that. This is the biggest thing was to go out and give us some innings.
I don't think anybody ever wants to see what happened to Colin tonight, and hopefully everything turns out okay, especially for a guy that comes to a new ball club. But I got to ask you, after what management did yesterday, I think it's important to ask you guys, how much does it mean to you guys in the clubhouse to know that, you know what, they're going to put the pieces in place so you guys can be successful down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big step in the right direction. You know, they went out and look at the pieces we gave up to get those guys, and it's it shows they're committed to winning for us. And now it's just about going out and doing our job and taking care of their business. And so it's huge. It's a big sign from them that they want to win now.
As a veteran guy in the clubhouse and having some veteran presence, David, you pitched for the New York Yankees in the postseason in 2012. We're not there yet. There's a lot of baseball left to play. But I don't know how outspoken you are. Have you talked to the guys about, it's July, but stay patient. Don't let the moment get to us. Let's go try to win every single night, and everything else will take care of itself. Have you had any words for them?
I haven't. The biggest thing I've tried to preach to some guys that I've talked to is just to focus on one game at a time. I mean, it doesn't do us any good right now to be looking towards October because, it's a long road. It's a long road getting through August. And so it's just all we can really focus on is right now and taking care of business day in and day out. And then hopefully, that gets us to there.
David, congratulations. That was a heck of a performance by you tonight. Go celebrate with the guys. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Let's go back upstairs. Geoff?
All right, thanks, Kyle. Thanks, David Phelps. And I think David hit the nail on the head for the players. A long way to go, and you can't be thinking about October too much on July 30th. But from our perspective, from the perspective of Marlins fans, it is fun to be sitting here 104 games in and thinking about the possibility of October baseball here in 2016. Marlins take a step in the right direction tonight as they beat the Cardinals 11-0.
Maybe the best news for the Marlins last night, the Pirates, who were in the wild card hunt, lost 5-3 at Milwaukee, the Nationals lost in San Francisco, and the Mets took a loss at home to the Colorado Rockies. So Miami gains a game on Washington, moves 2.5 ahead of New York, and pulls back to even for that second wild card spot with the St. Louis Cardinals. Big offense last night, 11 runs on the board, but none of them came from Ichiro. He's still stuck on 29.98. For today's bonus code, let's go back to Ichiro's original team in Japan, and that's the Blue Wave. It's one word, Blue Wave. That's where Ichiro started his professional baseball career before he came to the United States in Major League Baseball in 2001. Blue Wave, one word. We're back on the air to finish the homestand this afternoon. Kyle Seeloff starts at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. It's on the patio at the Cleveland Derby on the left field fence at Marlins Park. At 1:10, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the live play-by-play. Andrew Cashner now makes his first start as a Marlin. Listen to the live radio broadcast on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.